Hi there, and welcome to Nika's Nuggets, where we sort through the happenings of life in search for the pebble in your shoe, the bears on the road, and the beliefs that keep you from moving swiftly along your path. Self-care, mental health, spirituality, and more nuggets to be found on the road forward. Are you coming? Have you ever had the dream, the desire, or the urge to move somewhere where no one knows you, where you can be who you are, find who you are, or even find who you never knew you could be? I see a lot of people struggling with this lately, and I would like to address the struggle bit specifically. Because I'm afraid that it is part of the human experience to become embarrassed and annoyed, to make mistakes, to hurt people, to be hurt, and honestly, any other bit in life that makes you wish the earth would just swallow you whole. It's just par for the course. It happens to all of us, and it can definitely make you consider a drastic move. For other people, they dream of this as a means of escape, a chance to get away from very influential and possibly harmful situations, from abuse, from trauma. Others might just want to get away from their past, maybe from people, family, friends, or who used to be. But all of us want to be somewhere safe. Somewhere where we can feel or learn to feel and be at ease, to enjoy ourselves and meet new people and new experiences. Now, I find that the struggle often lies in the common feelings of guilt and fear. We feel guilty because it might seem like we're dreaming of abandoning our families and friends, and because we feel selfish for wanting to leave. We might also feel guilt for considering, you know, quitting our jobs, pursuing something different somewhere else. And all those little unwanted questions just keep popping up like internet ads. Like, who am I to want these things? How can I even consider leaving my loved ones? How ungrateful to give up my job, my career, the stuff that I learned so hard for, that I spent all these years on. What a waste. And really what we fear are consequences. Interestingly, negative and positive ones. Maybe you brought it up to someone and you were faced with an aggressive and perhaps even a sort of threatening response. How dare you? You'll never make it after everything that we've done for you. And obviously we fear that we'll prove these people who tell us not to go through with it. Right. We fear failure. What if I can't find a job? What if I turn out to be not good at whatever it is that I left for? What if the relationship ends? Should you be moving because you met someone? What if, what if, what if, is sort of the point. But we also fear succeeding. What if it does work out? Like it's a permanent thing. What if I actually end up like living my best life? And what if that costs me everything that I know right now? What if, what if, what if? For the most part, what we fear is really the fear itself. And it is, of course, an excellent excuse not to have to go through with any of it. Because after all, it's hardly responsible to give up everything for a whim or a dream. But I counter. Does it strike you as responsible to deny yourself a bigger, better, and happier life? Nugget, take a step back and consider yourself from the viewpoint of a pet owner. Or maybe you have a pet. And just go sort of meta in this. If you are a pet, to yourself. Are you a responsible owner by keeping your pet locked away in a box? Or should you take them out for work and play so that they can eat and drink and explore the world? Now, I want to add something important. Obviously, when it comes to leaving or looking to leave abusive and dangerous situations, there is a lot more to consider and there is a lot more to unpack. This is not my area of expertise, which is why I won't address it further than to say, please seek out support and help from family or friends if you can. There are helplines that you can ask too. Please do that. None of what is happening to you is your fault, and you are not wrong for wanting out. You deserve to be free. Okay, so as someone who has moved around a fair amount and over large distances and has started over even more times, please let me tell you, most of the struggle really is in your head. It is the fear itself that is speaking to you. And what's important to remember is that this is just another part of you that is trying to keep you safe. Now, interestingly enough, this same part of you that asks all those what if questions never actually comes up with an answer to all of these pesky questions. I personally am currently also dealing with a version of this as I work to set my own path straight and finally do what I want to do, which is help and explore through coaching, through ritual, through advice. From my own personal experience, and with a grace and a kindness that I've only very recently learned to give myself. So here's another nugget. Whenever that annoying little voice comes to you telling you that you're selfish or you're reckless or you're dumb, asking you the what ifs, just take a breath and tell it out loud if you must. Thank you. For your useless words. I will repeat that. Thank you for your useless words. Because though we know that this is just a part of you that endeavors to keep you safe, it doesn't actually offer you any answers or solutions to its fears or problems. So say thank you and maybe reassure it or yourself that you can keep yourself safe. Practice telling yourself. Thank you. I heard you. I am careful, but I will not stay where I am unhappy. Now, to get to the actual doing part, should you really be looking for a sign that it is okay to pack your bags? And go follow your dream, follow your bliss, follow your belly button, your nose. I don't know, whatever you want to follow. If you're honestly just looking to go somewhere you've never been, and if you really want to experience this, obviously, first of all, nothing is permanent and nothing is written in stone. You can always come back. And just because something didn't last does not mean that it failed in teaching you what you know afterwards. So go visit the place that you dream of going to. Try to befriend local people and get a taste of the real life in that place versus the tourist life that you get when you just go touristing. Yeah, you can do some basic research, of course. It's never a bad idea to know what you're getting into, but do not get caught in the when I am ready trap because you will never be ready. And no matter how much research you do, you need to actually be there to figure it out. Now, in my experience, and I think that of a few people that I know as well, including some family and friends, There are really only four things that you absolutely need before you go. Number one, a place to stay for as long as possible or as long as you need until you can find a more permanent solution. This would be great if that could be with someone that you met when you visited before. I know that we're all like against the Airbnb concept of industrializing and taking homes, but if you can stay with someone through a platform like that, you could try Couchsurfing, for example, staying with someone who lives there, who knows the area, and who can sort of take you through their day-to-day life so that you can see it would be great. Otherwise, maybe you do have family or friends or acquaintances, or maybe you met some people online that live there and you just really want to go, go. If you trust them, go. Number two is a capsule wardrobe that includes all of the necessary basics for a full year, but no more than that. You can have everything else shipped over, or you can buy or trade. Number three, a rudimentary grasp on the language if you're going somewhere where they speak a language that's different from your own. You don't have to speak it perfectly. You don't have to speak it fluently. But even just knowing hello, goodbye, good morning, good night, thank you, please, where's the bathroom? It's super rudimentary, but as long as you know a couple of these phrases, you're already trying and you already have a way in. People really appreciate the effort that you put in, and they will often respond with just as much effort in trying to help you out. If you have to do it with hands and feet, that's fine. Honestly, really, I did not speak a single word of Spanish when I moved to Chile. I was only 14 years old, but still, I spoke nothing other than Dutch and a basic English. And I had to learn it the hard way. I'm not saying that you need to do that, but it is so much easier to pick up on a language once you have really just a rudimentary grasp or some few phrases and then immerse yourself in it. People will help you. And do not be embarrassed if you make a mistake. There's still few people in comparison, probably, that actually make an effort to learn something new and that can actually speak more than one or two languages. So it's always just really appreciated. People will help you, I promise. The fourth and last thing is hopefully a legal ID and some financial cushioning just to get you started. Absolutely everything else can be bought, it can be found, it can be asked for, it can be traded for, it can be gifted, and it can be learned. Now, I won't lie. It can be very difficult, especially in the beginning. And it can also be quite lonely. It takes time. Just like when a plant, how cliche, is uprooted and replanted, it needs time to regrow, to reach into the soil and anchor itself. A ballpark, I don't know, about a year. In my personal experiences, moving back and forth across the planet a few times, and that of a few other people that I know that have done that, a year is around the time that you need to properly release what you have left behind and embrace what you're finding new. In my opinion, this is likely the very best exercise that you will ever find in exploring the edges and the outside of your comfort zone and learning to integrate certain things into it. You don't even have to expand it, but it will automatically expand. It is also the very best way to learn a language and a culture, which are inseparably tangled up in each other. It is the very best way to learn how incredibly big and simultaneously unbelievably small the world really is. And honestly, I don't know if anything will ever feel as safe and as satisfying as knowing at the end of it all, that you cannot only survive, but thrive in an unfamiliar environment and make it yours. It's an in-depth, sort of through the valley of the shadows, experience in learning who you are versus what you have been taught. Thank you for joining me and listening. This is obviously not the end of the story, so stay tuned for more. Next time, we'll dig into the dirt for a new nugget and possibly clear some rocks from the road. Don't forget to like, follow, or subscribe, and check out nomadicnika.com for more. I am your host and awareness coach, Nika, and I hope I see you next time. You can also find me on Instagram at nomadic.nika if you're interested in seeing photos from trips, some of my favorite quotes, and some poetry that I've written myself, possibly another source for some extra potential nuggets.